Today's daf is Menachis daf Nun Beis, and we are a little bit behind. We're at the very top line of daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, the Mishnah Loi Minu Koyen Acher Tachtov. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. V'chava Miriam Basmalka Freda, Shloima Ben Chaya Leia, Baruch Yitzchok Ben Shifra Miral, and Rachel Bas Henya. So we're moving along. We're already at the very, very end. As a matter of fact, the last daf or daf and a half of Perek Atcheles, the Kachin part of Perek Atcheles, specifically we're learning about the Minchas Chavitin. So the Minchas Chavitin was a mincha that was brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. We saw that it was brought by the Kohen Gadol. So there were certain karbonos that were brought tamid in the Beis HaMikdash. The most obvious one is the Karban Tamid. A less obvious one was the Minchas Chavitin. We saw the Minchas Chavitin was unique in that it was one Karban that was brought Machtzisa Ba'boiker and Machtzisa Ba'erev. So the minimum shear Isaroin that you would ever find that a Mincha would have was the Isaroin. Yet, when it came to the Minchas Chavitin, it was only a Chatzi Yisarin that was brought in the morning and a Chatzi Yisarin that was brought in the evening. In other words, the entire Mincha was taken and it was divided into two. Additionally, we saw that there were three Lugin of Shemen that went together with the Minchas Chavitin, something that the Gemara discussed in great detail on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara brought the Braisa with Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, and Rabbi Shimon, and the three Pshatim in terms of how to understand the Braisa, Abaye, Rav Huna, Brei, Rav Yeshua, and Rabbi respectively. But one thing everybody agreed upon in that Braisa was that the amount of Shemen that was brought together with the Minchas Chavitin was three lugin. But again, it was brought Machtzisa Ba'boiker, Machtzisa Ba'erev. So it's a very unique carbon. It's unique that it's brought every day. Additionally, it's unique in that it was Machtzisa Ba'boiker, Machtzisa Ba'erev. But the bottom line is that it was brought by the Kohen Gadol. Our mission is going to bring a Machloikis, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. What happened in the event that the Kohen Gadol died? Now, if Kohen Gadol dies and we appoint a new Kohen Gadol, it's easy. The new Kohen Gadol is now going to go and do what he has to do. We saw some of those sugis in the previous daf. The Mishnah discusses what happens if the Kohen Gadol dies and they have yet to appoint a new Kohen Gadol. So we're living in this interim state where we don't have a Kohen Gadol. The question is, from the standpoint of the Minchas Chavitin, who is going to be the one that's going to bring the mincha, and it's that will be the backdrop of the very first part of today's daf. So the Mishnah, lo yiminu kohen acher tachtov, in the event that the Kohen Gadol died and they have yet to appoint a new Kohen Gadol, shami ha'isakreva, so who was responsible to bring the Minchas Chavitin? Meaning that's pashut, the Minchas Chavitin shall go on. The question is, who's going to bring it? Who's going to pay for it? Reb Shimon says, Mishal Tzibor, that it was brought by the Tzibor, which means it was paid for the same way all karbonos tzibur were paid for, which was the machtzis hashekel. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishel Yarshin, that it was brought by the Yarshin of the Kohen Gadol that died. Additionally, Ushlema Hisakreva, that in the event that the Kohen Gadol died, and now it's either the tzibur or the Yarshin that are bringing the Minchas Chavitin, it wasn't brought Machtzisa Ba'boiker u'Machtzisa Ba'erev, but rather Shleima Hisakreva, it was brought complete. Now the Mishnah is a little bit cryptic. Does Shleima Hisakreva mean that it was brought Shleima Ba'boiker and Shleima Ba'erev? Or does it mean Shleima Hisakreva, but only one time? Meaning it's the same Shir Isarim with three Lugin of Shemen, etc., etc. It's just instead of splitting it into two, which is what happened when the Kohen Gadol brought it. In this instance, Shleima Hisakreva, this will be the topic of the latter part of today's daf. It's an Iboya in the Gemara. But for now, we're going to focus on the Machlokes, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. So again, the Kohen Gadol used to bring the Minchas Chavitin every day in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol died. They have yet to appoint a new Kohen Gadol. As a result, we have a Shiloh. What do we do with the Minchas Chavitin? Everybody agrees it was brought. The question is, who paid for it? According to Reb Shimon, It was paid for by the tzibur, meaning the machzis ha-shekel were used to finance the minchas chavitin during this tkufa. According to Rabbi Yehuda Mishal Yarshin, it was paid for not by the tzibur, but rather it was the yarshim of the Kohen Gadol who had this responsibility. The Gemara now is going to begin with a braisa that's going to elaborate on the machloikis, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah, which is what braisas always do, right? So the braisa is always the longer version of Vos state in the Mishnah, and in this particular braisa, what we're going to see is the respective mekoyros of Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Zok de braisa. Tanu rabbanon kain gadol shemeis v'leiminu kain achatachtov. Literally, the case of the Mishnah. So the kain gadol died, and they have yet to appoint a new kain gadol. Minayin shetei minchasei kreivim yarshin. How do you know, says the braisa, that the minchas tamidim went on, but it was paid for by the yarshim? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, v'kain hamashiach tachtov mi banav. This pasuk is coming to teach me that when the Kohen Mashiach dies, so who has a responsibility to make sure that the chavitin are going to be brought? It's tachtov mibanav. So it's his children, meaning his yarshim are the ones that are responsible. Yochel, the braisa continues and says, you would think that just like the father used to bring machtzisa ba'boiker, machtzisa ba'erev, so now too it should also be machtzisa ba'boiker, machtzisa ba'erev. You would think that it should be brought to chatzon. Talmud loymar, the pasuk says oisa. It says v'akoyin haMashiach tachtu mibanav yasa oisa, and we learn from here that when the banav are bringing it, when the yarshim are bringing it, oisa kulu v'leichatzi, it should be brought shleima. It should not be brought lechatzam. Divri Rabbi Yehuda Azayot, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says chok oilam. The pasuk continues and says the word chok oilam, and from there we learn mishel oilam, that it was paid for by the velt. Who's the velt? Klal Yisrael. How does Klal Yisrael pay for something in the world of Kachim? It's through the Machzis HaShekel. In other words, it's brought from the Tzibor. And as it relates to the Makar, says Reb Shimon, that it was brought Shleima and it was not brought the Chatzon. It says Kolul Taktar. This is all in the same Pasuk. And from there we learn Shetei Kula Bahaktara, that it should be brought 100% Bahaktara, meaning it should be brought 100%. It should not be divided Machzisa Ba'boiker U'Machzisa Ba'erev. Bottom line, the Braisa mentions the Machloikis Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda that we already knew from the Mishnah, albeit with the Mekairis. Now, it's interesting, both Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda learned their respective Mekar from the same Pasuk. The Pasuk in its entirety is Vayikra Vav Tezvav, Akoyin HaMashiach Tachda Mibanev Yasa Oysa Chok Oilam Lashem Kol Takhtar. Reb Yehuda says, Vakoyin HaMashiach Tachda Mibanev Yasa Oysa, that's referring to where the Kohen Gadol died, tacht of mi banav yasa. It says Yarshim that are going to bring it. Reb Shimon says, it says chok oilam. Chok oilam means mishel oilam. That's how you know that the tzibur has to pay from it. So the first additional thing that we saw in the braisa that we hadn't known in the Mishnah, the ikra machlokes we knew, but the first taisaf is the mekayris. According to Reb Yehuda, it's learned out from tacht of mi banav. According to Reb Shimon, it's learned out from chok oilam. Another thing that we saw in the braisa was that the Mishnah had said shleima hoisa kreva. It's seems that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have different mekayris as to Shlema Hoysa Kreva, where exactly I learned it from. So they're not arguing Shlema Hoysa Kreva. However, different mekayris. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's learned out from the fact that it says Oysa. Oysa is Kulav Aleichetzia. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's learned out from Kalul Taktar. Kula Bahaktara, again, it's a lashon of Shlema, it's a lashon that it should be complete. So, again, we have the Machloikis, we read the Reb Shimon, Ibigachazit in the Brais, albeit with the Makairis. Additionally, we have different Makairis, ostensibly to the idea of Kula Veloi Chetzio. So now the Gemara is going to do what it always does, and the Gemara is going to analyze this Braisa and the respective Mekairah, says the Gemara. Hi, Hakoyin HaMashiach Lachi Udaasa. Rabbi Yehuda learned that the Kohen Gadol Shemeis, that Lachi is, if Loiminu Kohen Achatachtov, Shami Hoysa Kreva, it was brought from the Yarshim. And how does he know it? Because it says, Hakoyin HaMashiach Tachtov Mibana Yasa Oysa, suggesting that that pasuk is extra. This is what it's coming to teach me. Faith the Gemara, is that true? Hamibay Lelicha de Tanya, this pasuk was very much used already. It's not available because this is very taken from a braisa, a teiras kayanim. So the pasuk says, also in the context of the minchas chavitim, this is two pasukim earlier. Zeh korban aharin uvanov asher yakrivu l'Hashem biyoyim himoshach oisai. Now, this pasuk teaches us that a kohen, the first day that he did the avodah, had to bring a special carbon mincha. Right? Just read the words. That carbon aharon uvanav asher yakriv l'Hashem b'yom himash achoisa. So this is talking about the day that the kohen had his meshicha. The first day he's doing the avodah, he had to bring a special carbon. The carbon that he brought was a mincha. This mincha, like all menachas, has a special name. This mincha was called the minchas chinuch. It was mechanuch the kohen. So the makar to the minchas chinuch is because there was a mincha called the minchas chinuch. And it's learned out from this pasuk. Now the pasuk says that Aharon uvanov, on the first day that they did the avodah, had a chiyuv to bring this mincha. Now, it's interesting that the Minchas Chinuch was actually the same Mincha as the Minchas Chavit. So, Minchas Chavit and the Minchas Chinuch are really one and the same. As a matter of fact, we'll see in a minute that the Gemara is going to say that this Pasuk Gufa that says, Zeh Karban Aharon Uvanav Asher Yakriv L'Hashem V'Yemim Mashachoysa is telling me the din of the Minchas Chavitin. It's also telling me the din of the Minchas Chinuch. So this one Pasuk is actually Achashi Shnayim. It's actually telling me these two halachas. But for sure, it's telling me that a Kohen, the first day that he did the Avodah V'Yemim Mashachoysa, he had to bring the Minchas Chinuch. Either way, let's see how the Brisa goes about this Pasuk. You would have thought, you would think that all this pasuk is teaching me is the halacha of the minchas chinuch. So the first day Aharon, the first day the Kohen Gadol does the avodah, he brings his minchas chinuch. The first day Banav, the Kayanim and Yoitim would do the avodah, they would bring their minchas chinuch. It's for that reason the pasuk said, Ashe yakrivu l'Hashem. It's that Karban Aharon uvanav, Ashe yakrivu l'Hashem. Those words are extra. Could have just said, it's that Karban Aharon uvanav, b'yayim him mashachoyse. Obviously, a carbon you bring to Hashem, right? So those words are extra. And we learn from Ashe Yakrivu to teach me Aharon bifnei atzmoi ubana bifnei atzmoi, that there's really two karbonas that are being mentioned in this pasuk. The Minchas Chavitin is being mentioned in this pasuk, and that's Aharon's chelik in it. So Aharon, yeah, the first day he does the avodah has to bring the Minchas Chinuch, but also every day he has to bring the Minchas Chavitin. And then there's Ubanov. Ubanov doesn't bring it every single day. They only bring it b'yomi mashachaisa. Good. Brisa continues. Ubanov, when it says Ubanov, what it means is Elu Kehanim. It's referring to the Kohen Hedyot. I mean, who's Aharon Uvanov? Aharon's the Kohen Gadol. Uvanov is the Kohen Hedyot. And we learn from there, the Kohen Hedyot brings the Mechas Chinuch, like we mentioned. Says the Braisa, maybe no. Maybe when it says Aharon Uvanov, maybe Banav is referring to the Kohanim Gedolim. Now, isn't Kohanim Gedolim already included in Aharon? The answer is yes, but you could have thought that maybe there's a chiddush in Aharon Uvanav that every Kohen Gadol would have to bring the Minchas Chavitin. Meaning, you could have thought that maybe this special Mincha, the Minchas Chavitin, is unique to Aharon. How do you know Banav are included? Meaning, how do you know future Kehanim Gedolim, Kamash Malon? So says the Braisa, how do you know that when it says Banav, it means Kehanim Adyoitois, maybe it really means Kehanim Gedolim? So the Braisa, no, it's Keshuoyim, when it says Vakoyim Mashiach Tachtami Banav, that's our Pasuk, that's Rabbi Yehuda's Pasuk that we've been talking about. Hare Kohen Gadolam, or from there, I know that even a future Kohen Gadol would have to bring the Minchas Chavitin, Hamani Mekayim Banav. So what's this Banav coming to teach me? Elu Kehanim Adyoitis, not speed, coming to teach me the Kohen Hadin, not that he brings the Minchas Chavitin every day, but that b'yomi mashachoyse al kapanim, he would have to bring the Minchas Chinuch. But what's the bottom line? We see from here that when it says v'akoyin ha-mashiach tachtov mibonov, that yasa oisa, regarding the Minchas Chavitin, that pasuk is not coming to teach me that a kohen gadol shemeis v'leiminu kohen achar tachtov, that the halacha is that mi hoise kreve mi yarshim. Fakir, that pasuk is coming to teach me that every kohen gadol, even the Kohen Gadol after Aharon would have a chiyuv to bring the Minchas Chavitin. Because there would have been a havamina that maybe only Aharon had a chiyuv to bring the Minchas Chavitin, but future Kehanim Gedolim not. Kamash one that every Kohen Gadol had to. But the Gemara's kasha is, V'hai that Kohen HaMashiach L'Och Yudas again. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Kohen Gadol Shmeis and they were Meman new Kohen Gadol. Who brought the Minchas Chavitin? It was the Yarshim. How does he know it? Because it's a pasuk. V'Kohen HaMashiach Tachtam Yibanav Yasa Oiso. Faith the Gemara, I need that pasuk to teach me that every single Kohen Gadol had to bring the Minchas Chavitin, not only Aharon HaKohen. It would have been a Hava, I mean, it was Aharon's Indian. Kamash one, then no, every Kohen Gadol had to do it. But the bottom line is, how could you learn out two halachas from the same pasuk? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why, because Im Kain, if it's only coming to teach me one halacha, and the way Rashi learns it, if it's only coming to teach me Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, that Kohen Gadol Shemeis, The halacha is you bring from the Yarshan, then lichtev kra, the pasuk should have said, Akoyin HaMashiach Tachtov Bonov Yasa. Mayim mi Bonov. Why do we add the extra man? It should have said Bonov. All the Yarshan have this responsibility. From the fact that it says mi Bonov, there's an extra limit over here, Shamit Minot Tardi. It's coming to teach me, not only are the Yarshan responsible, but also mi Bonov, one son from the descendants of Aharon that are going to be chosen to be the Kohen Gadol, he's going to have an obligation to bring the Minchas Chavitin every day. Bottom line is that we talk to learn two halachas from the Pasuk V'Akoyin HaMashiach Tachtem Ibanav Yasa'oy. So we learn Rabbi Huda's halacha. We also learn the Ikar halacha that every future Kohen Gadol would have a chiv to bring the Minchas Chavitin. How can you learn out two things from one Pasuk? Because there's two drushes to be learned. It says V'Akoyin HaMashiach Tachtov Mibanav. Bonav would have been Mashma Yarshim. Mibanav is a Kohen Gadol as well. It's from there I know these two halachas. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon who holds that the Kohen Gadol Shemes, V'leiminu Kohen Achar Tachtov, the Minchas Chavitin was brought from the Tzibor, says the Gemara. Additionally, Reb Shimon who learned that the Minchas Chavitin, Shlema Hoysa Kreva, from the fact that it says kolul taktar, so hay oisa my avidle, what exactly does he do with the word oisa? So again, in the Braisa, we had two things happening. Number one, we had the respective makaris, the Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, and the Mishnah. Additionally, in the Braisa, we also saw two makaris to how you know that the Minchas Chavitin, when it's being brought in this interim way, it was Shleima Hoysa Kreva. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's learned out from the word Oysa, Kula Velei Chetzia. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's learned out from Kol HaTakter. So it says the one of Rabbi Shimon, who learns it from Kol HaTakter, Hay Oysa, my Avadle. What does he do with Oysa? So, the Gemara, Mibaylei Duchayin Gadol Shemes, Uminu Koyin Achar Tacht. It's talking about a Kohen Gadol that died, and they were Mamana another Kohen. Not the case of the Mishnah. Not the case of the Braisa, where they were Mamana another Kohen. With Alochas, he has to bring his own Yisarin. Meaning, what happens if the Kohen Gadol brought the Minchas Chavit, and he brought his half, and then he ended up dying, and they were Mamana somebody else? So we saw this already, that the Kohen Gadol, the incoming, would have to bring a new Gansa Isarin, and they were Makrifah. And two halves went to the Beis HaSreifa, right? The half that's left over from the Kohen Gadol that died, and the half that's left over from the new Kohen Gadol, meaning the other half that's not being brought. Says the Gemara that had his Reb Shimon learn that the new Kohen Gadol had to bring a full Isarin, even though half of it was going to go bad. So he learned it from Oysa. Oysa, we learn that you have to bring a Gansa. So again, according to Reb Shimon, Oysa is not coming to teach me the Kohen Gadol Shemes V'loy Minu Kohen Achar Tachtav, when we're operating in this interim Tkufa Fakeret. He's talking about where the Kohen Gadol died. Uminu Kohen Gadol Achar Tachtav, that new Kohen Gadol had to bring a Shlem. Afraid the Gemara V'tei B'klei Mi Umachtzisa. Didn't we learn this already from the Vav of Umachtzisa in the previous Daf? We had this on Daf Nun on Midbeis. The Gemara Vav Lo Yitarish. Reb Shimon doesn't hold the Vavs, and as a result, that wasn't a good drasha. Says the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, Haychak Oyla My Avalei. Rabbi Yehuda, who learns that Kohen Gadol Shemetz Voliminu Kohen Achar Tachtav, they brought it from the Yarshin, from Kohen Mashiach Tachtav Mibanav Yasa. What does he do with Chalk Oylem? Rabbi Shimon from Chalk Oylem, it's brought from the Oylem, it's brought from the Machza Shekel. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with that? Znok de Gemara, Chukala Oylem Tehe. He learns from here that the Minchas Chavitin was something that had to be brought every single day, and it was a responsibility to be brought dvar yoyim beyoyimai. That's how he knows this halacha. Says the Gemara, kolo taktar. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with kolo taktar? Rabbi Shimon learned kolo taktar to tell me shlema. What does Rabbi Yehuda do that with the word kolo taktar? Rabbi Yehuda learned that already from Oysa. So the Gemara Riboyle Lechidatanya needs it for the following braisa. So it says regarding the Minchas Chavit and kolo taktar, right? That's these words right here, Sha'alze Anudana. It says regarding the Minchas Nadava of the Kayin, Kalul Tia, Loisayachal. So it says the word Kalul, but it doesn't say Kalul Taktar. And it also says Loisayachal. Now, we know from learning Kachem for a little while now that Kalul Taktar and Loisayachal are telling me the same thing, right? Kalul Taktar means a chiev to go ahead and burn it. Loisayachal means is a Loisase, and I'll read it. Now, one's a say maybe, one's a Loisase, but the bottom line is they seem to be saying the same thing. But really, they're not so much saying the same thing. Because Kol Tokdar sounds like you have to burn it 100%, but at the same time, it doesn't say mefurish that there's a lois aseh. And when it says kol oti alois ayachel, there's a lois aseh that you're not allowed to eat it, but doesn't say that you have to burn it. It says kol, but not kol tokdar. So says the Gemara, it's for that reason, ain't liela el yoyna. I would have thought that only the El Yoyna, meaning the first of these two menachas that I mentioned in the Torah, which is the Minchas Chavit, and I would think that's Bekol HaTokter, that's included in the Halach of Kol HaTokter, V'tachtoyna, and the second one, which is the Minchas Adav, that has the Lav HaLeiseyach, Amar Shal Zeh. How do you know that there's this assay of Kol HaTokter, even by the Minchas Adav, and there's this Lois assay of Lois Yachel, when it comes to the Minchas Adav, Talmud Leimer, Kol Gzeir Shavah, it says Kol HaKol, never, it kind of says by Minchas Chavit and Kol, but never Lahalim. It says regarding the Minchas Adav of the Kohen Kol, Ma'akan Kol the Kol Toktor. Just like when it comes to the Chavit, and it's Kol Toktor, you have to burn it, and if you don't burn it, you're over this assay. Aflahalim Kol Toktor. So too, when it comes to the Minchas Adav, it's Kol Toktor. Ma'alahalim Litan Leisei Al Chilasei. Just like over there, there's a Leisei. Say Afkan Litan Leisei Da Chilasei. So too here, there's a Leisei. Again, Kol Toktor Leisei Yachol mean the same thing, but not 100%. Again, Loisei Yachol is alive, Kol Toktor is not alive. Also, Kol Toktor says you have to burn it. Loisei Yachol doesn't say you have to burn it. But from the fact that there's a Gzeira Shava, Kol Kol, that's how I know that the Michas Nadova has a lav and a Kol Toktor, and that Michas Chavita has a Kol Toktor and a lav. I only know because it says Kol in both places. What's the kasha? Why did it say Kol Toktor by the Michas Chavita? I need it for the Kol Toktor Shabbat. It doesn't say it anywhere else. I needed to know it by the Chavita, and I needed to be Malamid for the Michas Nadova. That's why it says Kol Toktor, Aliba de Rab Yehud. Either way, so going back to the Ikam Achloikis between Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Koyin Gadol Shemes and Leiminu Koyin Achat Tachtav Shemi Haisakreva Mishal Yarshem, according to Rav Shemi Mishal Tzibar. And we saw the Mekairis. Rabbi Yehuda learns his sheet of Akoyin HaMashiach Tachtav Miban of Yasa Oysa, and Rabbi Shimon learns his halacha because it says Chokoyin. Now it sounds like this is a deraisa de Gemachloikis, right? Says the Gemara. Is that true? Vesover Rabbi Shimon Mishal Tzibar Mideraisa. Does Rabbi Shimon really hold that the fact that Mishal Tzibar Haysa Krav is a Din Deiraisa? He learned it from a pasuk, Chak Oilam. But tonight we learned it in the Mishnah Masech Tishkalim. Amar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon said, Shivet Dvar Meskinu Bezdin. Bezdin was Masakin seven things regarding Karbanis. Vizeh Echad Mehem. What's the Vizeh? So whatever Rav Shimon had mentioned earlier, Ayin Shom, that was number one. What we need is not what he had mentioned earlier, but one of the things he's going to mention now. And he continued. He said, Oivet Kechavim Sheshalach Oilasim in Medina Sayyam. If Oivet Kechavim sends his carbon oil from Medina Sayyam, Shalachim in Nesachim, if he brought Nesachim with it, meaning together with the package came along the Nesachim, Kravim Mishaloi. So then the Kayanim would use his Nesachim. If he didn't send Nesachim, Kravim Mishal Tzibor. So they would pay for the Nesachim from the Machzah Shekel. So the guy's oil needed Nesachim, just like a Yitz did. If he sent the Nesachim, Givaldik. If not, we will finance it. That's fine. V'ger Shemes, in the event that a Ger died, V'niach Zvachim, and he left over Karbonis that require Nesachim, Yeshloi Nesachim, if he was Mafrish Nesachim, Kravim Mishaloi, we'd be Makrif his Nesachim. And if not, Kravim Mishal Tzibor. Tzibur had to pay for it. Utnai Bezdin, this is what we need. And the Rav Shimon continued, and he said another takon of Bezdin was as follows: Shekoyin Gadol Shemes, for like minu koyin achat tachdov. That if the Koyin Gadol dies and they want a man a new Koyin Gadol, shtei minchas kevim mishal Tzibur, that his mincha should be paid for by the Tzibur. But what do you see from here? You see Rav Shimon l'shitasa, that Koyin Gadol Shemes, who pays for his minchas chavita now? It's the tzibur that pays for it. That is Shitas Rav Shimon in the Mishnah and the Braisa. But the problem is Utnai Bezdin. The Braisa that we brought earlier said it's sometime from a pasuk. It's then Deiraisis Cheschakoylon. He seemed a furish that it was a Tanai Bezdin. I'm Rabavos, Shnei Tachanos. You have to say the both true. You have to say it's a Din Deiraisa and it's a Tanai Bezdin. How could they both be true? The answer is because there were two takonis that played itself out as follows. Deiraisa mid the tzibur. It started off mid Deiraisa was brought from the tzibur. Chakoylon. Keep it chazit komit dach galishka. But what happened was at some point it started getting very expensive. It started putting a lot of stress on the tzibur. And you know when that happened, Rashi says? It happened to Rabbi Yesheni, where every year they used to recycle a new Kohen Gadol. Shnois Rishon, Tikzarna. And as a result, they were always appointing new Kayanim Gedolim. And it's for that reason, they had no choice to come up with another plan. It was just too expensive. The chavitins always coming from the tzibur. Again, if once in a while there's this interim situation, it's not the end of the world. But if it's happening on a daily basis, it was happening way too often, so it turned into an issue. So Takinu, the Ligvim Min HaYarshim, said, they made a new takana. They said that the Minchas Chavitin during this interim period should be bought from the Yarshim. But then they saw the Yarshim weren't paying for it. And the Minchas Chavitin was being bottled. And this is a carbon that's supposed to be Tamin in the Beis HaMikdash. Like more Deiraisa, they decided to reinstate the Din Deiraisa. Either way, there was a before and an after. Mi'ikra Din, it was Mideiraisa. But then they were Mevatul the Deiraisa. They had to reinstate it. So Rav Shimon in the Braisa that says it was Mideiraisa, he was talking about the original Halacha. Rav Shimon in the Mishnah that says it was a Tanai Bezdin, he was talking about after they were Mevatul the Ikadin Deiraisa, they reinstated it. That was a Tanai Bezdin, that was the reinstatement. Either way, so we just mentioned this Mishnah in Shkalim, so we continue discussing it. That another one of the takanas was, they said that there should be no me'ila on the afer of the para. In other words, if someone is moil, someone has personal benefit from hektish, so we know this is a big problem. Me'ila is one of the parshas hachamuras in the Torah. But they said that the afer of the para aduma shouldn't be subject to the laws of me'ila. It sounds like this was a tanai bezin. Right, Gemara, deiraisa. Hey, this is not a tanai bezin. This is a din deiraisa. Tanya will learn to the braisa. Chatosi. It says regarding the para aduma, chatosi. So from the fact that it says chatos, malami shemayla, we learn that there's a me'ila. Just like this me'ila on a chatos is me'ila on the para aduma. But from the fact that it says he is an exclusionary word, we learn from here, ba mayalim, this me'ila on the actual chatos. But there's no me'ila on the Efer. But the bottom line is, you see, it's a mefurish apostle that there's no me'ila on the Efer of the Parah Aduma. Why did this have to be a Tanai Bezdin? Rav Ashi said the same type of Teretz. There were two takanas, meaning they're both true. The Ikridin Deiraisa is that Braisa that we just mentioned, that there should be no me'ila on the Efer. But what happened was people started being mezalzel in the Efer of the Parah Aduma. You know what they used it for? Because Avdi Minei L'Makasan. They would use it as some sort of wound care. They had a makkah, so they would use the Efer of the Parah Aduma. Now, that's something that you find in Gemara, is that Efer was used as something to treat a wound. You could imagine the school of people would have attributed to using the Efer of the Parah Aduma, right? So what happened was, people knew that there was no Issa Me'ila on the Efer of the Parah Aduma, so they started using it for their wounds. And Chazal felt that was a zilzal in the Efer of the Parah Aduma. Right? We know there were a lot of chumras that were made in terms of treating the Parah Aduma with incredible sanctity. So this was deemed as being a zilzal. Therefore, Gazru Bei Me'ila. So Chazal made a takana that even though Me'ikra did there's no Me'ila, let's treat it if there's Me'ila. But then Chazal felt that that takana backfired. You know why? Because there were people that were Suffolk Tamei Meis, and they refused to allow the Efer of the Parah Aduma to be sprinkled on them. And the reason is because they thought that they would be over the Issa Me'il of the Efer of the Parah Aduma. Now, Ikra, then there really is no Me'il on the Efer of the Parah Aduma, but Chazal just made a takan as if there was. So they said, one second, there's an Issa Me'il, I'm a Suffolk Tamei Meis, I don't want the Efer of the Parah Aduma, and they just looked away from the Suffolk Tumah, which is an interesting thing. So they were so worried about the Issa Me'ila that they ignored the Suffolk Tumah, and yet people that were Suffolk Tumah floating around. And Chazal realized that's not a good thing. So they said, let's reinstate the Ikedin Deiraisa, and that is that really there is no Me'ila. So the bottom line is that the Mishnah said, Valpara Shalayhe Mayalim Ba'afra. It sounds like it was a takana that there should be no Me'ila. I thought it's a Din Deiraisa. The answer is it's both true. Shtei takonos avoy, really, it was a din deiraisa. Me'ikur hadin, chatosi, there's no mila with the efer. But because of circumstances, it had to change, it had a shift. And then Chazal made a takonos shnia to go ahead and to unwind that shift and to say that, no, there's going to be no mila. So you're right. Me'ikur hadin, mideiraisa, there's no mila. It was also takonos Chazal on some level that there should be no me'ila. Tanu Rabbanan, a brisa. Parhelam davishal tzibur u'siri avidus kechavim. So as it relates to the parhelam davishal tzibur and the siri avidus kechavim, so this is talking about what Rav of Klai Yisrael did in Avera, b'shoigig shazdoine karis, but they did it al pishigas hayra, because Bezdin misled them with a psak. That's the parable of Shal Tzibit Shiva. It's Chavim is when that Avera was Avodah Zara. Anyway, Batchila Magvin La Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says that being that this carbon was brought from the Tzibur, every member of the Tzibur had a chip in. They had to be mishtatev, so they did this campaign and everybody contributed. Reb Shimon says, Mitrumas Halishka Himbon. No, they were brought from the Trumas Halishka. You didn't have to go ahead and give a separate donation, but it was brought from the Trumas Halishka. Now, this machloikis is, I guess, a little bit similar to the machloikis in the Mishnah, right? In our Mishnah, we're talking about, we have this interim period. Reb Shimon says it's paid for by the Trumas Halishka. Reb Shimon says the Parim Davish Al Tzibur, Sri Ravitz Chachavim, is paid for from the Trumas Halishka. Rabbi Yehuda said it was paid for by the Yarshin. Here, too, there's this extra collection. Is that why we're mentioning this brisa here? It's Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, similar machloikis. No, we'll see in a minute the real reason why we're mentioning it. Either way, Freit Gemara Tanya Ipcha, we learned that a brisa just the opposite, that Reb Yehuda is the one that said Mitrumas Alishke Himbayin, and Reb Shimon is the one that said Batchila Magmana. We have a steer. Says the Gemara, Haiminai Achrita, which is the latter of the two brises? And the reason we want to know which is the latter of the two brises, because whichever is the latter of the two brises, Akrashi, that's what we're going to paskin like. And the reason is because we always paskin based on the Lishna Achroin, right? A. And B, we also know when there's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Shimon, we paskin Rabbi Yehuda. So we need to know which was last, to know which is the real Rabbi Yehuda, to know what the real halach is. So the Gemara says, Amru Rabbanu Kemedi Rav Ashi. So Rabbanu told Rav Ashi, right? Rav Ashi is the Masader of the Talmud Bavli. So he's probably the one that's overseeing this question, right? We have to know the Maisa. So they told him, Lemu Kamaisa Achrita. I think the first one makes sense to be the last one. You know why? The Shamina Leila Reb Shimon, the Chayesh Lepshia. Because we find that Reb Shimon was Chayesh Lepshia. In the first Braisa, Reb Shimon says it's brought from the Trumas Halashka. Why? Says the Rabbanu to Rav Ashi, probably because Rav Shimon feels that if you're not going to use the Machsa Shekel, the Trumas Halishka, it's never going to be brought. The reason it's never going to be brought is because people will be Paisheya, right? People are going to just not bring it. And you see then that Rav Shimon is Chayesh L'Pshiya. Oh, Rav Shimon is Chayesh L'Pshiya, L'Shitosai, he would say, let's bring the Parim Davash Al Tzibur, the Sri Avayis Kachavim, also from the Machsa Shekel, for the same reason, because he's Chayesh L'Pshiya. So again, you see, the Gemara's taka connecting these two Reb Shimons. Says the Rabbanan to Rav Ashi, I think that the first Reb Shimon must be the right Reb Shimon. Because that Reb Shimon, I think, is predicated on Reb Shimon being Chayesh L'Pshiya. And I know Shitas Reb Shimon from the Sugya Michas Chavit, it is that he's Chayesh L'Pshiya. But Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi told him, no. Afilu Tema Basrai Sachrit. Could be the second version was the latter version. That's the main one. If that's the case, Reb Shimon's not Chayesh L'Pshiya by the Parim Dovash Al Tzibur. And it seems like he is Chayesh L'Pshiya. When it comes to the Minchas Chavitin, Zok Rav Ashi, Kiko Chayesh Rav Shimon L'Pshiya, but most of the last one, Kapara B'Gavah. When is Rav Shimon Chayesh L'Pshiya? That's when there's no Kapara. Meaning, the Minchas Chavitin, where Klai Yisrael's not gaining anything from it, they're not getting a Kapara from it. So over there, he's Chayesh L'Pshiya. But most of this, like Kapara B'Gavah, but when it comes to the Parim Tavash Al-Tzim, Tzir Vayitz Chachavim, where the people themselves that are paying for it need the Kapara, Chayesh Rav Shimon L'Pshiya, over there, it wouldn't be Chayesh L'Pshiya. Bottom line, Zok Tigmar, my Havi Allah, which is the latter of the two brises, which one do we pass? Meaning, what's the real Rabbi Yehuda to know who we paskin like? Amalei Rabbi Zuti the Rav Ashi. So again, Rav Ashi is overseeing this, right? You can see this playing out. So Rabbi Zuti told Rav Ashi, Toshma, I have a braisa, the Tanya, as korboni lachmi l'ishai reach nichoichi tishmiru lahakruv li b'mayadai. Now, this pasuk is talking about the carbon talmid and refers to it as korboni lachmi ishai. As I'll say, this is the korban hamiyuchedli from all the korbanos that were brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the ikar one. But there's a certain repetitiveness in the pasuk. Korboni, lachmi, l'ishai. It's coming to be marba additional korbanos. The rabbis parhal mdavash al tzibur u'si'iri avoydus kechavim. That they're treated like the talmid. How so? Sheba'in mitrumas alishka. Who said this? Divrei Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon. So I have a mefurish of braisa l'chayra that Reb Shimon learns from a pasuk that the Parah Mdavash Al Tzibur and the Siri Avodah Chachamim report from the Trumas Halishka. If this Reb Shimon is learning it from a pasuk, it's probably the final Reb Shimon. Because if it's learned that from a pasuk, then this is probably the real Reb Shimon. If this is the real Reb Shimon, That means the real Reb Shimon is that the Paral and Davish al-Tzibor and the Siri Avodis Kechavim were paid for by the Machzah Shekel, which means the real Reb Yehuda is that there was a separate collection. And if that's the case, Halacha L'Maisa, we're going to paskin like that Reb Yehuda, which means, which was the last one? It was Kamaisa Basraisa. It was that first Braisa that was really the last one. Either way, moving along to the last part of the daf, which really goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Ushleima Hoysakrev. So in the event that there's an interim situation with the Minchas Chavit, right? So the Kohen Gadol died and they were not yet Memana, a new Kohen Gadol. So the question is, what do you do with the Minchas Chavitin? So it was Machloikis, Rehuda, Reb Shimon. We had the Makairis, etc., etc., etc. First 35 minutes of today's daf. Pachas Yoiser. But the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, Ushleima Hoysakreva. Then in addition to that, when it was brought in an interim braces, it was brought Shleima. So I just think to set up, the Gemara now is going to discuss a few different shailas regarding Shleima Hoysakreva. Question number one. Shleima Hoysakreva in the morning and Shleima Hoysakreva in the evening? Or Shleima Hoysakreva Baboiker? But nothing was brought in the evening. So again, the Minchas Chavitin was a unique carbon in that it was brought in the morning and the evening, but it was unique also that the carbon was divided into half. It was Machtzisa Baboiker, Machtzisa Ba'erev. So there was one Isaroi with three lugin of Shemen and a koimitz of Levayna, right? Whatever all the ingredients were. And they took half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. So here's the question. Machtzisa Baboiker, Machtzisa Ba'erev means that it's, I'm sorry, Shleima Hoysakreva means Shleima Baboiker and Shleima Ba'erev, or Shleima Hoysakreva means you bring the whole thing in the morning, you bring nothing in the evening. The next question is, what about with regards to the Levoina? What about with regards to the Shemen? Is that also going to be doubled? Is that not going to be doubled? It's totally, really, in the first Shaila, is it Shleima Baboiker, Shleima Ba'erev? So again, really, the latter part of the daf is going to try to get a better understanding of how the Minchas Chavita was brought in the event that there was no Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, Amr Abchia Bar Rabba, Boy Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had the following question, Shleima Shachos, Shleima Ben Rabbayim. Oidav Shleima Shachos, Betele Ben Rabbayim. So was it brought Shleima in the morning, Shleima in the evening, or was it Shleima in the morning and nothing was brought in the evening? Amr Rabba, Rabba said, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah, Mesechtes Tomitz. The Mishnah over there discusses that there were 13 Kayanim that were engaged in the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. And it's going through all the Kayanim. Shmini, the eighth Kayan. What did he do? Bechavitin. He was engaged in the Chavitin. That's what he did. Now, says the Gemara, Rava talking, Ve'im Isa B'Tele Bein Arbaim. If you're going to tell me that the Tamid, that the, in the event that there was an interim Kohen Gadol, there was no Minchas Chavitin that was brought Bein Arbayim, because it was Shleima Baboiker and nothing was brought Bein Arbayim, Hazimna Delei Mashkech Leishmini B'Chavitin, then sometimes the Shmini is not going to be bringing the Chavitin Bein Arbayim. Hechidami, the Meitz Kohen Gadol, V'Lei Minu Kohen Achet Achtav, right? Because in this situation, there's no Chavitin Bein Arbayim. The Mishnah says the Shmini always brought the Chavitin Baboik and the Chavitin Bein Arbayim. Says Rava, always? What do you mean? You just gave me a situation with Shleima Yisakrev and Baboik. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he has a tzad, nothing's brought Bein Arbayim, which means there's no Shmini bringing anything Bein Arbayim. So isn't this a raya from the fact that it's Mashma from the Mishnah? There was always a Shmini Bein Arbayim that when we say Shleima Yisakrev, which is also a Mishnah, it must be Shleima Baboik and Shleima Bein Arbayim. Amru Rabbanu Kamei Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbanu told Rabbi Yirmiyah. They heard what Rava had said. And they told it over to him. Rabbi Yirmiyah responded, Bavloi tipshoi, these foolish Babylonians. Because they live in a dark land, they say Torah that's dark. Why? He said, it sounds so silly. This is a raya. And he said, I'll prove to you. El, diktani shvi basoilas, said Rabbi Yirmiyah. It says the seventh Kayan was engaged in the soilas of the Minchas Chavitin. Let me ask you a question. Or the soilus of the Minchas Nesachim, right? The soilus of the Minchas Nesachim. He said, Chi Bayayin, or the ninth Kayan was involved with the Yayin, the Nesachim that came with the carbon tablet. Is there always a Shvi and always a Chi? It's not true. Because we know, Chazal say, it says Minchasim in the scam. We learn from there that Balayla, sometimes it was brought by night. Minchasim in the scam, it can be brought on another day. Right, it can be brought Mikavad Asar Yamim. It didn't even have to be brought on the same day. So how could you tell me every single day there's a Shvi that's bringing the soilus of the Minchas Nesachim that came with the carbon tamid? And there's a Chi that's bringing the Yayin that came together with the nesachin of the carbon tamid. It's possible that there's no minchasam v'nis game at all. It could be that being brought on the next day. Ella, what do you have to say? The Eloi Katani. I know it's possible that that's what's going to happen. That's not usually what happened. Usually it was brought on the same day. And the Mishnah is talking about Masechtas Tamid. What usually happened, we're not talking about in the event of these far-fetched scenarios. No, can I be like, what the Mishnah has to be about, what would be in a case where maybe the Kohen Gadol died, they weren't a man, a new Kohen Gadol. So again, the Ovim tells over to Rabbi Yirmiya that Rava said, I have a riot to Rabbi Yochanan Shaila. Right, Rabbi Yochanan is one of the Chachmi Eretz Yisrael. And his Chakir makes its way to Bavel. And Rava says, I have a riot from the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid. The Mishnah says, the eighth Kohen was always engaged in the Chavit in Baboyker Ubein Arbaim. What do you mean? It's possible. Shleimah Hoysa Krevet, they're not bringing anything. Bein Arbaim. So he hears about this, Rabbi Yirmiya, the word gets back to him, and he laughs. He says, this is the way, do you want to know why in Eretz Yisrael we blibed with a shayla? Because in Bavel, they live Ba'ara de Chashoycha, and the army Shmaitza de Mechashcha. So it seems that word got back to Rava, what Rabbi Yirmiya's response was. Adru kamei de Rava. Amas, so Rava said, oi, I'm embarrassed. Mi bishusan amri kamayim, mi tibusan le amri kamayim. Why do you only tell over Rabbi Yirmiya the chachmi Eretz Yisrael, the bad things we say? You should say the good things we say. In other words, Rava chapped a little bit that his rai wasn't the best rai, and he was chayzer from his psa. Here he was poached, he was chayzer. Mar says, hold on, my Rava. But afterwards, Rava said, no, hani nami tibusan here. I'd rather think I was saying good. Now, maybe not the rai, as we'll say, but I'll call upon him. I think the ikar vart, the psak that I said, and that is that it was Shleima ba'boyke, shleima ba'erev. I stand by that psak. You know why? Because on Makra, the pasuk says, "Soilus mincha tamid arei lachok minchas tamidim." That we treat the minchas chavitin like the tamid, and the tamid was brought every boyker and every bein rabbein. This too would have to be brought every boyker, every bein rabbein. So again, Rava sounds like maybe he's okay with the way Rabbi Yirmiya was doicha the raya. But at the same time, the psak hada amar Rava hani nami tivusani. The ma'aseh, I got the psak right. Something might have it though. What's the bottom line, right? Sometimes you find ma'aseh havi Allah after drama. Here, there's drama. Rava had a raya. Rabbi Yirmiya mamish almost scoffed at the raya. Rava was initially moided to Rabbi Yirmiya, then hada amar Rava. So we need a little bit of a regrouping, and we need to say, okay, what's the bottom line? Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Toshma, the Tanya Tzimfurish Rabbi, so Shleima Shachris, Shleima Bein Rabbi, and this is sort of checkmate. By the way, this Braisa is a one-line excerpt of a longer Braisa that the Gemara is going to bring at the very, very end of the daf. We're almost finished. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, new topic, sort of. As we'll see, it's all Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Baisa, Inyan, and we're going to come back to where we started. So, with regards to every Minchas Chavitin, it's a little bit tricky, because till now we've been talking about the Minchas Chavitin that's being brought by the Tzibur, or by the Yarshim, where the Kohen Gadol was mace. Now we're talking about a regular Minchas Chavitin. Pligi ba Abi Yosi ben Dustoy Rabban. There was machlokes Abi Yosi ben Dustoy and the Rabban, regarding why. Abi Yosi ben Dustoy Yomer, mafresh lo shnei kmatzim shalavoyna. Koymetz shachris, koymetz bein arbayim. So the Minchas Chavitin came with Levoina. How much Levoina? A koimetz. Abi Yosef ben Destoy said that there was a koimetz of Levoina in the morning and a koimetz in the evening. It was a full share koimetz ba'boker, full share koimetz ba'erev. Rabbanan Hamri Mafishal koimetz Echad. There was one koimetz. Chatzi koimetz Shachetz v'chatzi koimetz bein arbayim. Just like the Yisarin of Soilus was Machzisa ba'boker, Machzisa ba'erev. When it came to the Levoina, it was the same thing. So again, we have a machloikas Abi Yosef ben Destoy and the Chachamim regarding the Levoina component of the Minchas Chavitin. According to Abi Yosef ben Destoy, it's a full koimetz in the morning, full koimetz in the evening. It's a half Yisarin Soilus, but it's a full koimetz of Levoina. According to the Chachamim, no, it's a half Yisarin of Soilus. It's also a half of So, the Gemara of Michael Niflegi, what's the machlokes? Abi Yosef ben Destoy, sovereignly, Ashkel Chaimetz, the Kariv. I never found a Chatzi Chaimetz, that's Kariv. Right, Abi Yosef ben Destoy said, you ever found a Chatzi Chaimetz, the Kariv? I never found such a thing. And as a result, it must be a full Chaimetz in the morning, full Chaimetz in the evening. Rabbanon, sovereignly, Ashkel Chaimetz, the Baal Shnei Kamatzim. I never found one Isarin that needs two Kamatzim. And being that the two of the half of Minchas Chavitins together make up one Isar, and it has to be, it's going to be one Koimetz Olavayna. Therefore, it's a Chatzi Koimetz in the morning. In other words, there's an anomaly going on over here. This is an anomaly. The Minchas Chavitin is a tremendous, a spitz anomaly. And the question is, where does the Levayna play itself out with regards to this anomaly? Right? That's what's going on over here. So according to Abba Yosef ben Destoy, he said, I mean, to me, the anomaly of a chatzi koimetz is a much greater anomaly than having two koimetzes being brought with one isan. Therefore, koimetz in the morning, koimetz in the evening. According to the Rabbanon, the anomaly of bringing two kmatzim for one isan is a bigger anomaly than bringing a half a koimetz. I'd rather bring a half a koimetz. And oh, by the way, we know there's a half a koimetz with this inyan anyways. There's a half isan, so it's a half isan. Why can't there be a half a koimetz of levina? Bottom line is, this is the machlokes. Either way, we're now going to move back to the Kohen Gadol Shemes and figure out how much Levina had to be brought when it's being brought on an interim basis. Boy, Rabbi Yair. Kohen Gadol Shemes, v'loy minu kohen achar tachtav. L'Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan that holds, that when the Kohen Gadol is alive and you're bringing them in Cheschavit and you're bringing a chatzi koimetz of Levoyin about Boikin, a chatzi koimetz ba'erev. And we know that as it relates to the interim in Cheschavitim, it's done differently than the way it was done by the Kohen Gadol. Because whereas the Kohen Gadol's in Cheschavitim was machzis ba'erev, machzis ba'erev regarding the Isarin. When it came to the interim, it was Shlema. So here's the question. We double the shear as it relates to the Minchas Chavitim on the interim basis. And by the way, we know we double it, Sai Baboyker, Sai Bein Rabbi, because that was Amrav Nachim by Yitzchak Toshma, the Tanya Shleim, B'Shachas Shleim, Bein Rabbi. So here's the question. Just like we double the Isarin on the interim Minchas Chavitim, do we also double the koimetz of Levoina, or do we not double the koimetz of Levoina? This was Rabbi Yochanan and Shaila. So again, Kohen Gadol Shemes, V'loy Minu, Achar Tacht, where we're going to double the Isar. It's going to be Shlema Baboyker or Shlema Be'erev. That was the maskon of the previous Gemara. L'Rabbanon, who hold that as it relates to the Levoina, it's Chatzi Koimetz Baboyker, Chatzi Koimetz Be'erev. Huchpolo Levoina. So do we say that just like we double the Isar and we also double the Levoina? Oiloi, or do we not double the Levoina? What's the Shaila? Mi'amrina, do we say, Mi'toyk Shuchpolo Soltoi, like we just spoke out, being that we're doubling the Soilas, Huchpolo Levoina, so we're going to double the Levoina? Idoma, Madagali Gala, Madagali Gala, Gala. We have the Kairis for Shlema Hoysa Kreva, but we don't have anything for the Levoina. So we can go ahead and we can double the Levoina. Now, Rashi speaks out that the Shaila is only according to the Rabbana. Right, according to the Rabbanon who hold that it was always a chatzi levain, do we double it or not? But according to Abba Yosef ben Dustoy, that it was always a full koimetz, then there was never a shayla. What's the reason? So apparently, Rashi says there's no havamina that you're going to bring two koimetzes in the morning and two koimetzes in the evening. No one ever heard of two koimetzes at the same time. There's no such mitzias in the world. Al Rishonim Anu Mitztarim, that Abba Yosef ben Dustoy holds two kmatzim for one isarim. But to bring two koimetzes with asachas, that's like kachim 101. There's no shayla, two koimetzes, one koimetz. So as a result, that's not even a havamina. The havamina is, according to Rabbanu, that it's a chatzi koimetz. So if you double it, it's only a koimetz. A koimetz of levoina, shem gehet. And as a result, that's the shiloh. Do you do that or not? Not the shiloh. The shemen. What about regarding the shemen? So the three lugan of shemen that we know from yesterday's stuff that was brought together with the minchas chavita. Bein Abba Yosef ben Dustoy, bein Rabbanu Mao. Say koin to Abba Yosef ben Dustoy, say koin to Rabbanu. What's the halacha? Meaning, what's the shiloh? A regular minchas chavitin. It was half of the shemen baboyker, half of the shemen be'erev. Right, everything was cut into two. So it was the half of the three lugan in the morning, half of the three lugan in the evening. But now in the interim, we're doubling the share. So if we're doubling the share, we're doubling the silas. Maybe we should double the shemen and say it'll be a full three lugan baboyker and a full three lugan in the evening. And notice, this is a question being Abba Yosef ben Dustoy, being the Rabbanan. But there's no reason this should be different according to Abba Yosef ben Dustoy. Because Abba Yosef ben Dustoy agrees that it was half of the three lugan baboyker, half of the three lugan ba'erev. So if you're going to double it, you could double it according to Abba Yosef ben Dustoy as well. Right, by the Levoina, where Abba Yosef ben Dustoy holds, it was a full share of Levoina in the morning. So there's no havamina to double it because that would mean two koimetzes of Levoina. We never heard of such a thing. But as it relates to the shemen, they're in the same boat. So if they're in the same boat, I can bring the three lugan in one shot. I can bring it in two shots. Hence the shaila. Do we double it or do we not double it? So is it going to be three lugan of shemen baboyker with the fully sarin baboyker? Or is it going to be no? It's going to be a fully sarin. But as it relates to the shemen, then already not. So again, two shailas that Rabbi Yochanan wants to know. Interim minchas chavitin. We're doubling the Isara. It's going to be a Shlema Baboyker, Shlema Be'erev. The Mishnah just said Shlema Hoysa Kreva, but in the Gemara we've clarified that it means Shlema Baboyker and Shlema Be'erev. The question is, what do we do with the Levoina? And the question is, what do we do with the Shemen? Do we say that just like we're doubling the Isaran meaning we're bringing a fully sar in the morning, a fully sar in the evening, so we're going to double the levaina. There's going to be a full kaimetz in the morning, full kaimetz evening. And the Gemara clarified, that's only a shayla according to Rabbanah that holds ordinarily was a chatzi kaimetz and a chatzi kaimetz. Second question is, what do we do with the shemen? Do we say it's a half a three lugin of shemen in the morning and half a three lugin of shemen in the evening, like by the regular minchas chavitin, or just like shleima hoisa kreva regarding these sarin, it's going to be a full three lugin of shemen ba boiker and a full three lugin of shemen ba erev, says the Gemara. Amar Rava, Rava said Toshma. I think I could be pushed at the shayla from a mishnah lekamon on daf kufvav amid beis chamisha kamat zinei. The mishnah goes through five types of koimetzes, and it mentions all the different times where you can have a koimetz. You know what it doesn't mention? It doesn't mention anything about the Minchas Chavitin, in the event that it's being brought in this interim basis, that you're going to bring a full kaimitz in the morning, full kaimitz in the evening. Now, the Minchas Chavitin is not mentioned b'chlal in the Mishnah. But partially, the reason it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, even though it involved the kaimitz of Levina, because it was brought half a kaimitz at a time. And the Mishnah only mentions where it was a full kaimitz. But if you're going to tell me, Shleima Hoysa Kreva means also regarding the Levina, that Misa Zimna the Mishkachas Lo Shiva, it's not five, it's actually seven. Because you have the kaimitz of Levina that's being brought with the Minchas Chavitin by Baiker, and then you have the kaimitz of Levina that's being brought with the Minchas Chavitin by Erev. But the Gemara said, that's not a kash. Because I could always tell you that the Eloi Katani, that's already a D.E. And the Eloi Katani, this is only the event of, right? It's not a normal case that there's this interim Kohen Gadol. So for an interim Kohen Gadol, maybe the Mishnah's not talking about that. So the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Papa v'kamad Allah Hashmaita. Rava was sitting and he said over this Inyan, specifically the Hava Mina to be poached from the Mishnah Kamana Menachis, that they didn't double the shir koimetz, but the dichoy that it's a di'iloi ketani. So Rabbi Yosef Bar Shmaya was there. And Amalei Rabbi Yosef Bar Shmaya the Rapop. V'hamayla koimetz b'chutz di'i hava v'ketani. You look at that Mishnah, it actually mentions a di'i. One of the koimetzes that it mentions is if someone's mayla a koimetz b'chutz. In the parish of Ashrichet v'hamayla. Someone's mayla a koimetz of mincha b'chutz, he's chayef. That's the shir of chutz. That's a di'i. It's no chiyuv to do it. It's not something you're supposed to do. You have chorus if you do it. So obviously that's a di'i. And it says, it's, how can you tell me di'i like ketani? You see, or there's a di'i. So because it is, he says, I hear, maybe you do have to be poshut from there. I'm not sure. Bottom line, the Gemara says, my havi Allah. Now this is an interesting my havi Allah, because usually my havi Allah would be where we taka don't know what to be poshut. Here it sounds a little bit like we did know what to be poshut, right? Because Rava was poshut from the Mishnah. The Gemara was doicha di ilai ketani, but then the Gemara said, you can't tell me di ilai ketani because it mentions koimetz pachot, which is a di'i. But either way, my havi Allah, the Gemara says, we still don't have a clear ayah, I guess. It's somewhat murky. So what's the bottom line? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak comes to the rescue, and he said, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from a brisa. By the way, in the previous Gemara, when we had the shayla of Shlema Ba'baika, Shlema Ba'erev, it was Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Toshma from a brisa. This is also my havi Allah, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Toshma from a brisa. And that was also my havi Allah, right? Identical signon, and it's actually the same exact brisa. There, Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak just had like an excerpt from the brisa. Here we bring the brisa in totality, says the Gemara. And by the way, Amar Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak Toshma, Titanya, Kohen Gadol Shemeis Volimiru, Kohen Achat Achtav, so the Kohen Gadol died, and they were not Mimana, a new Kohen Gadol, Shleim Oshachris, and Shleim Ben Rabbah, meaning they would bring the fully Sarin in the morning and they'd bring the fully Sarin in the evening. This is the excerpt of the Brisa that had been brought earlier. Umafresh Loshne Kmatzim. Additionally, there would be Mafresh two Kmatzim, Kohemet Shachris, and Kohemet Ben Rabbah. There was a Kohemet of Levina that was brought by Shachris, and there was a Kohemet of Ben of Levina that was brought by Rabbi. Sounds like we're getting a little raya here. Umafresh lo shloishes lugin, and they would be mafresh three lugin. Loigu mechza shachritz, loigu mechza ben Rabbi. They would bring loigu mechza, right, half of the three lugin in the morning, and the other half of the three lugin of ben Rabbi. Says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mani, who is the Tana this brisa? Meaning, is it Rabbi Yosef ben Dostoi? Or is it the Rabbanan? Is it Rabbi Yosef ben Dostoi who holds that every single Minchas Chavitin involved a koimetz of Levina in the morning, koimetz of Levina in the evening? Or is it the Rabbanan that hold that every Minchas Chavitin involved a chatzi koimetz of Levina in the morning and a chatzi koimetz of Levina in the evening? Ilema Rabbanan, said Rav Nachman Yitzchak, isn't the Rabbanan that hold that there was always one koimetz of Levina? Maishno Levina, so the huch below, maishno sham the loy huch below. If this price is going according to the Rabbanan, why would the Braisa say that they would bring a koimetz in the morning and a koimetz in the evening? B'chayr, the Rabbanan sheet is, it's only a chatzi koimetz in the morning, chatzi koimetz in the evening. You would have to say, it's because, here we're talking about where the Kohen Gadol died. And you would say that being that we're being double on the actually sarin, shleim ashach, shleim en arbaim, we're doubling the koimetz. Oh, and that would be gevaldik. We'd be poish Rabbi Yochanan and Shaila. But here's the problem. Because if you're doubling the levina, why not doubling the shemen? And the Brice is very clear that the mincha itself is brought shleim ashach, shleim ben arbaim. The koimetz, yeah, is shachris ben arbaim, but the shemen you divide. If we're going with the rabbanon, that really the Levina is supposed to be a Chatzi Koimetz Levina, not of us, we're doubling it because the Kohen Gadol died, that's the Nidin of the Braisa, then why are you only doubling the Levina? Why are you not doubling the Shemen? Ella, behechrich, you have to say Abba Yosef and the Stoy. You have to say the Braisa is going according to who? It's going according to Abba Yosef and the Stoy. Domer Chavit the Kohen Gadol by Alma Shneik Matzim. That really you're not supposed to double the Levina. Why then is there a Koimetz Babayka Koimetz Ba'erev? It's because that's always what the Shir is. And Levina Loy And according to him, you don't double the Levina, which by the way, there was never a Havamini, you should double the Levina, remember, according to Tabi Yosef and the story. But the bottom line is, Shemen Loyuchpal, you see that you don't double the Shemen, right? Because you keep the Shemen in half. Now, umid the Shemen Labi Yosef and the story, Loyuchpal, being that you see you don't double the Shemen according to Tabi Yosef and the story, then Levina, the Shemen Rabbanan, and the Yochpal, it makes sense that the Levina and the Shemen, according to Rabbanan, you also wouldn't double. The bottom line is, Rab Nachman Yitzchak said, to me, it's Mukrach that this Bryce is going according to the Abba Yosef and the Stai. It has to be. Because you see that they doubled the Levina and they didn't double the Shemen. Must be really you don't double anything. And the only reason the Levina is doubled is because that's Abba Yosef and the Stai Shita, that you always bring the full share Levina Babaika, full share Levina Ba'er. But the bottom line is, you see, you don't double the Shemen according to Abba Yosef and the Stai. If you don't double the Shemen according to Abba Yosef and the Stai, you're not going to double according to the Chachamim, and you're also not going to double the Levina according to the Chachamim. So the bottom line is, Nezrem Nachman Mayitzchak, Toshma, from this Braisa, you see clear that the Silas, the Isarun was doubled, but as it relates to the Shemen of the Levina, that was not doubled. So, the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yechon, and said, Halacha Kabbi Yosef and the Stoy. You want to know who we paskin like regarding the Levina, the Minchas Chavitin? We paskin like Kabbi Yosef and the Stoy that it was a full Kaimitz in the morning, full Kaimitz in the Fetim. I'm Rabbi Yechon, and say that. I'm Rabbi Yechon, Halacha Kstam Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon said, Halacha Kstam Mishnah. Vitanana, we learned in the Mishnah, Chamisha Kmotzen Heim, and it didn't mention what? And it didn't mention the Levina. So, you see, clearly the Stam Mishnah is not like Kabbi Yosef and the Stoy. Now, this is Gishma. Because even though we brought this Mishnah earlier, and earlier the Gemara was Doicha, don't bring Rais from this Mishnah because the Eloi Ketani, right, that was the Shaila, but this is not a De'i. Because if the halacha is like Abba Yosef and the Stoy, that every single day by the Minchas Chavitin there was a Koimetz Babayka Koimetz Ba'er. And Abba Stam Mishnah doesn't mention one word about the Koimetz of the Levina by the Minchas Chavitin. Must be, because the Stam Mishnah holds like the Chachamim. And if that's the case, and Rabbi Yochanan paskins halacha k'stam mishnah, you have a steers Rabbi Yochanan. How could Rabbi Yochanan hold that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef and the story and hold halacha k'stam mishnah? So the Gemara says what it always says when it asks a kash like this. There's many Gemaras in Shas where the Gemara asks a steer from something Rabbi Yochanan said, and this rule that Rabbi Yochanan holds halacha k'stam mishnah. The Gemara says amira in ninu v'alibid Rabbi Yochanan. You have to say it was a machlokes amira v'alibid Rabbi Yochanan. And on that note, hadron halach, an epic perikat chela. So what's the sikkum of today's daf? So the topic of today's daf was the Minchas Chavitin, specifically when the Kohen Gadol died, they were not Maman or new Kohen Gadol, and the question is, Vos Tutman? And really, if you take it from the top and you work through the entire daf, there were a lot of things that were discussed. Number one, the Machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Who paid for the Minchas Chavitin? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yarshim paid for it. According to Rabbi Shimon, it was paid for by the Machzes HaShekel. We had a Braisa that brought the respective Mekoyres. Rabbi Yehuda learned it from a Pasuk in the Parsha of the Minchas Chavitin. V'akoyin HaMashiach tacht of Mibon of Yasai. So Rabbi Shimon learned it from the fact that it says Chak Oilam. Gemara Kasha. Rabbi Shimon holds it's a pasuk. I know Rabbi Shimon in a Mishnah Shkolim says Mefurish. It was a Tanai Bezin. Teretz says it was a before and an after and a before again. But either way, the first big question is, with regards to the Minchas Chavitin in the interim basis, who pays for it? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yarshim, according to Rabbi Shimon, it was paid for by the Machzes HaShekel. The second major discussion was, how was it brought? So the Mishnah said Shlema Hoysa Kreva. But the question is, Shlema Ba'Baika, Shlema Ba'erev, or maybe it was only brought in one shot, and Rabbi Nachman Ba'Yitzchak was poshed from a braisa that it was shlema ba'boker or shlema ba'erev. So it was a full shear in the morning, a full shear in the evening. Interesting. Here's the next question. The next question was, so they doubled the amount of isara, right? The regular minchas chavitin is one shear, half in the morning, half in the evening. When it's being brought on an interim basis, it's one full shear in the morning, one full shear in the evening. It's literally double. But the only makar that we have for doubling it is regarding the soilus, it's the isara. What about with regards to the levoina? What about with regards to the shemen? Did they double that or did they not double that? So what's even the shayla? So with regards to the levoina, it's machloikis Rabbi Yosef and the story in the Chachamim, how much levoina was brought with the Minchas Chavitin? According to Rabbi Yosef and the story, it was a full koimetz in the morning, full koimetz in the evening. According to the Chachamim, it was a half a koimetz in the morning, half a koimetz in the evening. The question is, according to the Chachamim, did they double the koimetz? Meaning a full kaimitz in the morning, full kaimitz in the evening, or did they not? Additionally, the shemen. So there was three lugin of shemen, that was yesterday's daf, that were brought with the minchas chavitin. But it was only half, one and a half in the morning, one and a half in the evening. Question is, now that we're doubling the soilus, are we doubling the shemen? Are we not doubling the shemen? Here too, Reb Nachman by Yitzchak brought the same braisa. First time he only mentioned one line of it. Here he brought the longer version of it. And that is, they did not double it. So they doubled the isarin, they did not double the levoina, they did not double the shemen. And really, it's this inyan, the sugya of the Minchas Chavitin, all the different types of Minchas Chavitin, the classic Minchas Chavitin, Minchas Chavitin when the Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day and they point the new Kohen Gadol, where they didn't point the Kohen Gadol right away. It's in that way that Perek HaTcheles ends. So it began with the sugyas of tzitzis and tcheles, it ended with the Minchas Chavitin. Ezer Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start the fifth Perek of Masechtas Menachah.